Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Mini BFF podcast. I am your host and friend, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so excited to be with you all for a couple of minutes today to share a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. This season of the podcast, we get to read from the part of the Bible called the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books in the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us all about Jesus's life when he was on earth. We read about his friendships, stories that Jesus told called parables, sacrifices Jesus made for us so that we can be free, and meals that Jesus shared with the people he was around, and of course, the miracles he performed for so many. Thanks to our friends at Zonder Kids, today we'll be reading from I Wonder. And for those of you who have a copy of the I Wonder Bible, our story begins on page 144. Jesus spent a lot of time telling us parables when he was on earth. And this parable about the son who came home is one I think about a lot, many BFFs. It is about a son who told his father he was ready to go off and explore the world and take all his money with him. But the son didn't handle his adventure very well. He made a lot of mistakes along the way. So many that he was afraid to go home to his dad and admit what he had done. Now, we know from the title that the son does go back home, but what do you think his dad does when he arrives? I can't wait to read and find out. So are you ready to get started with our story? Me too. This one is called The Son Who Came Home. Here we go. I wonder about the son who came home. One day, Jesus told a story about a son who wanted to leave home and travel around the big, wide world. This son gathered up all his money, packed his bags, and set off. He felt so excited to be leaving home, but his dad felt very sad. His dad stood on the doorstep, put his hand above his eyes so that he could see all the way down the long, winding road, and waved goodbye to his son. The son traveled for many days until he came to a new country. He spent lots of money on new clothes, food, and games. This was fun. But while he was having fun, do you know what his dad was doing? His dad stood on the doorstep with his hand above his eyes, looking all the way down the long, winding road, watching and waiting to see if his son was coming home. But the son was not coming home. He was on his way to a different country where he found new friends who took him to a party. The son spent more of his money and had a wonderful time. While the son was at that party, do you know where his dad was? His dad stood on the doorstep with his hand above his eyes, looking all the way down the long, winding road, watching and waiting to see if his son was coming home. But the son was not coming home. Many months passed until one day, the son realized that all his money was gone. All his friends were gone. All his food was gone. He had to work in a smelly pig pen, and he was so hungry, but all he had to eat was the smelly pig's food. While the son was deciding what to do, do you know what his dad was doing? His dad still stood on the doorstep with his hand above his eyes, looking all the way down the long, winding road, watching and waiting to see if his son was coming home. This time, he was coming home. As the son walked slowly up the road, he was worried. What if he'd traveled so far away that his dad had forgotten about him? But that dad was running down the long, winding road to welcome home the son he loved. What a fantastic father. As his dad hugged and hugged him, the son realized that no matter how far away he traveled, he could never, ever travel away from his father's love. The son was home. I wonder if the dad would ever have given up waiting for his son. I wonder how the son felt when his dad hugged him. I wonder if God is like that father. Let's pray together. Dear God, I thank you that we can always come home to you no matter what mistakes we make along the way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Did you see it, Mini BFFs? Did you see? The dad was so happy to have his son home that he threw the biggest party ever. He wasn't worried about the mistakes his son made. He was just thankful that he was home and safe. God feels that way about us too. Mini BFFs, he is so happy when you come home to him and talk to him about all the things. He wants to hear about your happy moments, your mistakes, and the things you are worried about. He knows you're going to make mistakes, and he is going to love you no matter what. And we love drawing pictures around here, so for today's drawing, can you draw me a picture of a party? And I have the perfect place for you to draw this party. We have this really fun Journey Through the Gospels guidebook that you can download over at shopanniefdowns.com. It is packed with lots of activities, including a page for you to color this exact drawing. So I want to see a picture of your party. So get your grown-up to post it after you draw it and tag Mini BFF Club on Instagram. If you loved the story we read today, it actually comes from a whole book of Bible stories in the I Wonder Bible. Zonder Kids has teamed up with us this season, and we're reading stories from three different storybook Bibles: the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and I Wonder. To grab your own copies of these books, just go to faithgateway.com and use the code AD20 for an extra 20% off. Mini BFFs, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grownups, your teachers, and your friends, and I'll see you next time. And hey, grownups, if you want to dive deeper into today's story from the I Wonder, you can read about it in Luke 15 in the Bible. Bye, mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.